This news update's being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall East of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. The Unionville Sebring Area Caring and Sharing Program needs different size coats for its Coats for Kids program. The coat drive needs for boys are two 16-18 coats, one size 14-16 with a hood, one men's small coat, one men's large coat, and for girls, the need is for one extra large or size 18 with a hood, and one women's size medium. Those sizes are needed so every child can have a warm USA new or gently used coat this winter. Coats can be dropped off at the Trinity United Methodist Church at 513 Washington Street in Sebring, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, cash donations are appreciated so the committee can purchase certain size coats that they need. After more than 2 years planning and renovations for additional space for county operations, the building at 171 North State Street, M81, is ready to be used. There will be a cardiopulmonary resuscitation and basic life support training class from 8 a.m. to noon on October the 25th. After completing the class, participants will earn a CPR BLS certificate. This is not a first aid training class. The cost is $20 per person, and you can use a QR code to register. The former People Bank building was purchased by developers Mark Ransford and Damian Wasick. They reconfigured to meet the deeds of the county for additional space. The county's paying $30,000 a year to use the building. The revamped building has offices for Information Technology Department, training multipurpose room, conference room with an unassigned space that could be used as courtroom if necessary, and the second floor will house the Information Technology Manager's office and Information Technology Conference Room, an area for emergency management, and two additional unassigned spaces for future growth and more. Michigan officials are moving forward with revisions to the state's health and sex education framework, the first update since 2007, while emphasizing that parents will continue to hold final authority over what their children are taught. The Michigan Department of Education is updating the guidelines, but says the core rules remain unchanged. Local school districts choose whether to offer sex education. Classroom content is approved by local boards, and families can review the materials or opt their children out entirely. State Board of Education President Pamela Pugh criticized misinformation circulating about the revision, saying claims that the changes reduce parental control are unfounded. Under existing law, each district's sex education advisory committee must consist of at least half parents. Proposed lesson plans must be reviewed publicly, and schools are required to notify parents before instruction begins. Public input on the draft standards closed October the 10th, and the Department of Education is now evaluating that feedback before the final version goes to the State Board for a vote. Riding along
in my automobile. It's time for you to go to the mall. The Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2025 Buick Envista for $325 per month. You get heated seats and wheel, adaptive cruise, power seat, lane change, and cross-traffic alert, remote start, and more. All for only $325 a month. Or lease a 2026 GMC Sierra Elevation Crew Cab with four-wheel drive, with heated seats and wheel, power seats, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, 20-inch black rims, all-terrain tires, lane departure and lane keep assist, trailering package with brake controller, dual-zone climate control, and much more. All for only $320 per month. Lease a 2026 GMC Terrain Elevation with heated seats and wheel, 15-inch infotainment with Google Maps, lane departure, blind zone, parking assist, cross-traffic alert, floor liners, and much more, all for just $395 a month. Don't wait. Take a trip to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. And for a limited time, GM is offering $500 bonus cash for qualifying buyers who sign up for a GM credit card. That's Buick. Exceptional by design at the Flannery Auto Mall and Flannery Auto Mall's GMC. We are professional grade. These deals are based on $2,000 down, 12,000 miles per year for a 36-month lease.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
The former National Security Advisor, John Bolton, faces charges for mishandling classified documents. Investigators allege improper retention and access practices after his White House tenure. The indictment marks the latest in a series of high-profile security cases. Bolton's legal team says he'll fight the charges vigorously. The Justice Department emphasized equal accountability for officials. Proceedings are scheduled to begin later this month. And Italy's top court blocked the extradition of a Ukrainian man alleged to be involved in the Nord Stream explosions case. German prosecutors requested his transfer for trial. The court cited procedural issues and human rights concerns. Diplomatic officials are now reviewing the next steps, and the Nord Stream case remains highly sensitive across Europe. Investigators continue to piece together evidence. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.
ThumbNot.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, ThumbNot.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit ThumbNot.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the ThumbNot.net community calendar and never miss a moment. ThumbNot.net, your guide to the thumb.
And that's been a look at your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.